This week in West Virginia history. On July 4, 2002, President George W. Bush delivered a 45-minute salute to veterans at Ripley's annual 4th of July ceremonies. It was the first Independence Day following the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. The president used the opportunity to comment on the nation's war on terrorism, praise the effort of U.S. troops in Afghanistan, and reassured the crowd about homeland security. The president chose to speak in Ripley because its Independence Day celebration symbolizes the patriotism of small-town America so perfectly. The Jackson County seat claims to have the biggest small-town 4th of July event in the nation and the oldest in West Virginia, dating back to the late 1800s. Old photos of the event show patriotic citizens decked out in their Sunday best, peering out of windows and standing on roofs to get a glimpse of the parade. By the late 1960s, the festivities were so well known that the NBC Today Show broadcast live from Ripley on July 4th. Today, Ripley's 4th of July activities include live music, a grand parade, a two-mile race, a beauty pageant, a carnival, and fireworks. For more information on the 4th of July in Ripley, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
To find educational activities for teachers and students, go to wv.pbslearningmedia.org.